Welcome to Channel Chat, SearchNetworkingChannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending April 17th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today's guest is IEEE member and President of RPU Technology Incorporated, John Merchant. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you.
Now, John, many people consider telepresence to be the use of high-definition video for life-sized conferencing. But you will be presenting about how video conferencing is only one small part of telepresence. Can you describe what that means?
I've got a list of applications I will be talking about very briefly. And the first one is telepresence is currently being used to do work on Mars. There's people on Earth who are digging into the surface of Mars looking for water by telepresence. Another application of telepresence is shopping online. That kind of speaks for itself. Another application, of course, is the teleconferencing room that allows people to be in a conference room across the ocean, basically. Another application that is very common, of course, is a worker accessing his or her computer at work by telepresence instead of going there to work. Another important application, current one, is the military. Unmanned aerial vehicles, robotic vehicles are being used by the military. An airman in Colorado can conduct a strike mission using an unmanned aerial vehicle across the world. And a final example of telepresence already in use is the medical one, where a surgeon can operate on an organ within the patient's body by telepresence using a minimally invasive techniques instead of cutting into the body and getting there directly to the organ. And each of these applications, the whole point of these every one of these applications, the going there was in some ways difficult. So telepresence is a way of working there without going there.
How can telepresence be used in a blue-collar work scenario?
Well, in a blue-collar work scenario, the most typical way would be that the worker in the local telepresence interface that he would work from, which might be in his own home or in a small office close to his home, would have manual controls, and those manual controls would basically operate on a robotic device at the work location, which might be in the company's facility 20 miles away or 200 miles away or 2,000 miles away. And it would be the robotic device in the work facility that would actually do the work. And in many cases, the robotic device would have a degree of semi-autonomous operation capability so that the worker wouldn't have to, as I might say, micromanage the work task, more macro-manage the work task. For example, just to consider a typical example, the worker might be assembling a product on an assembly line. So the worker, by manual controls, would send commands to the robotic device to move over there and pick up that piece of equipment on the factory floor. Basically, then the robotic device would sort of autonomously move over there and carry out that instruction. Then the worker would give a command to say, lift up that device and insert it on the partially assembled product on the assembly line. So those are examples of high-level inputs that the worker would give, and they would be interpreted by the robotic device in the remote location. And even though they're high-level commands, the robotic device would carry them out effectively.
You talked about using telepresence for medicine and telemedicine, and you even talked about using it for surgery. Could you just be a little bit more clear about what that means? How would you, for example, do a minimally invasive surgery from a remote location?
As an example of let me just give you an example of this type of thing that's currently routine now, and that's colonoscopy, where the surgeon is looking for polyps inside the colon and inserts a probe with a TV sensor on it and cutters and is able to get a very clear picture of the inside of the colon as he threads it through. And if he sees a polyp, he will snip it and bring it out for biopsy. And that, of course, is done usually with the surgeon right there beside the patient. But there'd be no difference in principle for him being a thousand miles away. The point is that it's done by telepresence. That is, the video picture coming from the inside of the colon going to the surgeon, and the surgeon's manual controls causing the polyp to be snipped out and brought out for examination. And of course, there's other examples of it.
So you could have like a clinic that was staffed by maybe nurses or even nurses' assistants and
right.
a remote doctor, and that way you could sort of extend out that care to a rural setting, for example.
Right, especially, but I mean, obviously, most people would obviously prefer to have the doctor standing there. But if, on the other hand, and I mean, and there's obviously lots of other medical procedures this would apply to, but I mean, if you're talking about, you know, a huge world population and not that many doctors, this approach is definitely something to be considered. And I actually think it probably is already being done, so I'm sure that's something that could be used. Another point about medical, by the way, is that there are some operations, for example, on the eye, which require very, very precise, and also on the brain, that require very, very precise movement of the surgeon's knife, and maybe more precise than is capable with the of the human hand. This technique is being used currently to allow surgeons to do very, very, very precise work because their control inputs are relatively gross, but they're scaled down to be very micro movements of the surgeon's scalpel and whatnot, and so he's able to do very, very precision work.
In the long run, how much of an impact can telepresence have on the environment and decreased energy power usage?
Well, I think there's a huge potential application there, because the problem we face is, and I'm in the talk I reference a book that was published at the beginning of this year called 2 Billion Cars, and it's discussing the problem of the fact that there are 2 billion cars on the planet, and it's got a foreword there in the book. The book has a foreword by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is very much involved in climate change issues. And of course, the problem with all these cars on the world, many of them are used for commuting, is the energy that they're using, which the low-cost energy that we've been used to all these years, it may no longer be available, and we've got to convert to environmentally friendly energy. And that seems to be a difficult process. It's not, as I understand it, really tied down very closely yet. So as we go into that process, I think that if we could reduce the amount of commuting people were doing, it would take the pressure off the process of converting to alternative fuels, which we certainly got to do. But if we were able to, by telepresence, cut down on the amount of commuting that people were doing, it would take the pressure off converting to alternative fuels. And also it would cut down on the climate change issues that we might still be incurring during this conversion process, which is likely to take quite a time. And then, of course, the final point is that reducing commuting by telepresence is really the only way that you can make a direct impact on highway congestion, which is already a problem on the planet. And the rate the cars are increasing could be a major problem in the years ahead. In that book that I referenced, 2 Billion Cars, the author, who's a professor in the University of California, says that number of cars in the world are doubling in the next 30 years. And if you continued with that rate of increase of cars, there'd be 24 times more cars on the Earth at the end of the century than there are now. So that the whole issue of highway congestion is really getting to be a problem. And you then have to wonder whether this alternative approach to telepresence to get as much of the world's work done as we can without going there, just as we have done with the telephone. I mean, if every time we needed to make a telephone call, we went there, the world work would never have been done. So telepresence is a way to get the world's work done without incurring this penalty that's involved in going there.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom.
And Rivka Little.
And thanks for joining us.